time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Braden Nelson. He is the Event Services Coordinator for USU Eastern. A lot of fun stuff coming up on campus that anybody can go to. And, it, you know, some of it may even get you into the holiday spirit because it's getting to be close to that time. Not that we want to, you know, push it on anyone. Seems like that this time of year it always happens, but you know, we've got a couple of events coming up that will be a lot of fun up there. Braden, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So let's start off with the first event is November 5th, and it's the Benson Sisters. Now, this has been an event in the making for over a year, almost a year and a half, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about this one for a moment. When you came in, we were talking about the fact this was originally scheduled for March of 2020, you said.
Yep, exactly. We were getting ready to put it on, and then a pandemic happened.
That's what you said. You were down to the point where you were setting tables.
Yep.
and they came and said, nope, we're not going to be able to do that. So let's talk about the Benson Sisters for just a moment.
All righty. So the Benson Sisters, they're actually three sisters, and they cover 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, swing, big band, Andrews Sisters type stuff. And they'll be on campus providing live music as part of a dinner and dance.
And so, once again, this will go on November 5th, starts at 6:30, and it's a full night of dinner and dancing. And the other great thing that you're going to have some pretty cool World War II memorabilia. And I know this is right up your alley.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm going to let you kind of talk to the people and let them know what kind of stuff is going to be there that they can look at.
So we're going to have actual uniforms, equipment, kit that was used in World War II. 75, 80 years ago, stuff that you'd only see in a museum that you can actually get up close and personal with.
So you're talking, as you said, equipment, uniforms, things like that. Now, are these people that have kind of donated them to a group, or is this kind of a group that just gets together and does these kinds of things?
Yeah, it's a group. It's all personal collection, people that are very passionate about the subject and make sure that it's maintained and kept clean and in good working order.
Okay, so once again, this is going to be November 5th. It's the Benson Sisters. It is a great, great evening of food and music. You'll get dinner. You can get some dancing in. Check out the cool World War II memorabilia. Now, if people want tickets to this, what do they need to do? Where do they need to go?
So they can visit eastern.usu.edu/GEC. And that'll get you actually the page for all of our events that are going on campus as part of our event services.
What are tickets to the Benson Sisters going to set you back?
So we've got $17 online, $20 at the door, and we've got a deal for active duty military and veterans, $15, and it'll be free for World War II and Korean War vets.
So there you go. That's just one thing that they've got going on, and once again, that's going to be on November 5th. Now, on November 12th, you've got Symphalin coming to, is it to the Geary that night?
Yep, to the Geary Event Center that night.
So let's talk about Symphalin and give us a little background on them.
Yeah, so they're a string quartet based out of Las Vegas, and they've actually played with some pretty A-list talent, including Journey, Celine Dion, Madonna, and they're building a concert specifically for us, for our area. They're going to be playing original compositions, some classical, some pop. It's going to be a great, great concert.
A great evening of music. And, you know, you use the word Lindsey Stirling vibe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lot of people know who Lindsey Stirling is. And these guys are a great talent, so you can check them out. Once again, that's November 12th at the Geary. Tickets to the same place?
Yep, same exact place.
Okay, and then on December 3rd, it's time to start talking holidays. December's safe to talk holidays. Oh, and yeah. You've got Peter Breinholt coming that day.
Absolutely. And he's bringing his holiday concert that's been really popular up in Salt Lake. And he's excited. He hasn't been here since the Geary's been remodeled. And he's excited to come back and see it.
So once again, that's a night with Peter Breinholt on December 3rd. Give everybody the website if they want to look at tickets on this one more time.
Absolutely. So that website is eastern.usu.edu/GEC.
And you can find tickets for all of these events right there. Once again, we've got the Benson Sisters on November 5th. We've got the Symphalin coming on November 12th and Peter Breinholt on December 3rd. Now, one thing we wanted to talk about before we let you go today is you guys always do something fun, you know, during the week, during the months up at the Geary. And you have a movie night up there.
Yeah,
and I asked, I says, is this, you know, just for students? But you said anybody can go to this.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody's welcome.
So, and, you know, and the other thing we talked about, too, is you can't really tell movies what movies you're showing. But if they go, where's the best place to go? Do you have, like, a Facebook page that pops them every week? Or?
Yeah, if you you follow the Eastern social media, or you can look at that same page where you'll find all the other tickets. You'll find that information
there. And they're usually a lot of fun, family-friendly movies. You know, what about concessions? People need popcorn, things like that.
We don't have popcorn, but we do have concessions.
You can come up and just take the family and go sit and relax. And if you haven't been to the Geary Event Center, you really need to go check it out. They have done a wonderful remodeling job, and it is a great, great event. It is an event center now. It's not just a theater. It is a great place to hold, like, concerts and plays and you know, show movies and things like that. Get up there on the campus and check it out. It's a great thing, and it's a great asset to have here in Carbon County.
Absolutely. And one thing I will say about our movies, it's pretty cool. We've actually got some software that will integrate the lighting, the theater lighting, into the movie. So you're not just watching it, you're experiencing the movie.
You're feeling the whole movie.
Exactly.
There you go. Braden, thank you so much for coming in today.
Not a problem.
We really appreciate it. Always great things going on up there at the USU Eastern Campus, and it's for the entire community. Once again, thank you for coming in.
Happy to do it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.